So the West, the Northwest, there is 155 patients on trolleys this morning. And over the past month, there has been 1,973 patients that have been treated on trolleys in the West and Northwest, which is obviously very alarming for the patients and for the staff. But particularly, it's deeply unsafe for our members who are practicing in such environment. And as you said, like, this isn't a new problem. It's actually a worsening crisis, and I suppose what we're calling for is some urgent action from the HSE, because, you know, when you do see patients being treated in trolleys, chairs, or, you know, other inappropriate spaces, sometimes for, you know, extended periods, there is clinical evidence that spending more than 6 hours in these kind of environments increases, you know, long-term health risks. And obviously the people in our region, they deserve better than that. They deserve dignity and privacy, and, you know, the safe standards of care that they're entitled to.
It has an impact on other services. For instance, today in Letterkenny, elective surgery has been cancelled, which is a knock-on of the pressure that's been on the emergency department over the past couple of days, in the past couple of weeks.
That's a terrible position for any patient to find themselves in. You know, a lot of these patients may have been fasting for some time, they may be already in the hospital, you know, awaiting their surgery, and then at the very last minute that, you know, they're been told that, you know, because of the overcrowding crisis, that their surgery isn't going to go ahead. And look, I mean, the real concern here is that, you know, it's the 17th of September today, we wouldn't ordinarily expect this level of overcrowding at this time of year. It's more akin to the level of overcrowding that you may come across in the depths of the winter. And from what our members are saying is that, you know, they're saying that they're, you know, struggling at the thoughts of entering another winter in this level of escalation and this level of overcrowding. And I mean, their number one priority is to provide safe patient care. And I suppose working in these environments makes it extremely difficult to do that.
At the risk of sounding cynical, we would have done a very, very similar interview last year with Phil Nihay. We would have done similar interviews the previous year. Indeed, I remember speaking to your predecessors 8, 9, 10 years ago on very, very similar themes, very, very similar warnings. The government must act. Have you anything to base a hope on that Jennifer Carl McNeill will be different to her predecessors?
Well, the only thing you can do is to hope that they will take it more seriously. I mean, there are ongoing structural issues with how we deliver, you know, urgent, unscheduled care in the HSE. And as you rightly say, it's not a new problem. Like, it is a worsening crisis of anything, and it does demand urgent action from the HSE. It demands urgent action from the Department of Health and the Health Minister's department. So, I mean, you know, there does need to be an immediate de-escalation to reduce the number of patients on trolleys. I think another action that could be taken would be around, you know, the implementation of the safe staffing framework, which, you know, dictates what the number of nurses are needed to safely deliver care. We know that that's not implemented entirely across all the hospitals in the West and Northwest. I think that's something within the remit of the HSE West and Northwest that they could undertake. And I think most importantly, that they need to engage with the frontline staff to ensure that, you know, safe standards of care are delivered, and what changes can be made to ensure that they can deliver that.